Hey, welcome to the new CNADHD podcast. I'm your host, Liz Lewis, and I don't want to produce another boring podcast.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but if you go in iTunes, there are like 100 podcasts now about ADHD. Seriously, do it. Look, you'll be shocked. And I don't want to do the same thing that everybody else is doing. The CNADHD podcast is your place to get the best information and hear from the best experts in the field of ADHD. I take all this information and I make it understandable, actionable, and hopefully a little fun. It does not suck.
Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 316 of CNADHD. I am your host, Liz Lewis, and I am having a back-to-school bash. Really, this is my most favorite time of year. It is. And there's just all kinds of hoopla going on, and I wanted to talk about it because most of us moms with ADHD, as much as we like kids going back to school, it does create a little bit of a transition for us, which any kind of transition requires executive functioning, and we all know how that goes. So I'm going to talk about back to school. Do you remember? I'm going to say it was 4 or 5 years ago. There was a Target commercial, and there were all these moms dancing in the aisles. Maybe it was parents, I don't know. And they were playing that Christmas song, "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year." And at the time, I didn't understand why it was so funny. I did, but I didn't, and my son was still really young. But I didn't really get it. And now I totally get it. We are going into third grade. And you know, every year I think I'm happy that school's coming, you know, that we're going to go back to a normal structured schedule, and every year I struggle with it. This year I'm much more on top of it, so I wanted to share basically three things that I'm doing to make this year's start to the school year a good one. Okay, first, I always neglect to look at my son's school website, and this year I'm not doing it. I'm not going to just skip that step. The thing about school websites is they're not always great. They're not always really user-friendly, but you can get so much important information from a school website. So if your child or children are going back to school, I highly recommend you log on to the school website and check out what's happening. First and foremost, you need to know when school starts. No, really, because I was wrong. I thought it started one day, and when I just was on that website, it actually starts 2 days later than I thought it did. So that was important information. The other thing is, if you haven't received anything about, you know, busing schedules and that sort of stuff, you're going to want to go on there and find out who's in charge of that, because you need transportation for your kid unless you're okay doing all the driving. And I'm not okay doing all the driving. So you need to go to that school website. You need to look at that school calendar. There's always important dates on there, especially now that a lot of our kids, especially here on the East Coast, our kids start school before Labor Day. So there's going to be some kind of little Labor Day break. We need to know when that is. We need to check the calendar. You need to know if there's some kind of back to school night. I am the queen of forgetting about these school events, like back to school night. If they don't send home, you know, 6 bright orange pieces of paper, and, you know, if they don't leave me a message on my phone, I will forget that there is a back to school night. So anyway, check that school website. Oh, the other thing that popped out at me when I was on there is that I can now make school lunch payments ahead of time before school starts. And my son sometimes packs and he sometimes doesn't. He sometimes likes to get his cafeteria tray and do his thing. So I was really excited that I got to go in and put my credit card in and just pay. I think I put $45 on there because I was like, oh, that'll buy 2 months of lunches if he, you know, and I won't have to think about it until then. So that's another thing. And there are always these forms that need to be filled out and turned in. And sometimes you will get a copy of that form sent home in your child's backpack the first couple of days of school. Other times, if you're anything like me, you may fail to go through all those papers, or there's so many of them you can't stand it and you just toss them. If you go on the school website, some of these important forms will just be there. So you can go in and print them off or whatever and get them filled out and sent in the first day of school in the backpack, and then you'll never have to think about that again either. Oh God, I hate paperwork. School paperwork is just the worst. But anyway, school website. Check that school website. It is, it's just important. I know we don't want to do it, but let's just do it. Okay, number two, plan your shopping. And I'm not telling you to go out and go crazy and back to school shopping and spend money you don't have, but chances are there are a couple things you're going to need to buy ahead of time. A lot of schools now put out these supply lists. When I was a kid, we didn't do any of that. But now it's totally customary and normal for us to get a list of supplies that our kids need for school. Once you find that, and you can often find it on the website, once you have that list in hand, you can just go out to Target or even go on Amazon or whatever and order all the junk your kid needs. And some of it kind of surprises me. Everything from, you know, earbuds to glue sticks to crayons and colored pencils and this and that. Some of it's a little weird, but I just buy what's on the list, and then I always do the little, you can always buy extra for families in need. So I always just do that. But you're going to have to pick a time to go shopping. And this is a really good time to include your kids, because this is a way to sort of show them and make it fun that school's coming. You know, life is moving forward. The summer is going to come to an end. Let's go shopping for some new supplies. My kid actually will buy into this. It's one of the few things that he will buy into, but novelty and new things. A lot of kids with ADHD might get excited about that. The other thing is I always ask him every year, okay, your backpack, it's in pretty good shape. Can I throw it in the laundry and just, you know, line dry it? Is it good this year? If it has holes all over it, or if your kid, you know, left a bunch of broken pencils in there, or there was a marker or a paint or a glue thing like exploded, you might want to go buy another backpack. I actually order a lot of them from Land's End online, but that's just me. Clothing, shoes. My kid can put a hole in anything with scissors. I don't even know actually how he does it, but I have a lot of clothing with holes in it. It fits, it just has holes in it. So I need to buy some clothing and shoes. I have a boy, and after the summer of like running around and sweating, I'm going to get some new shoes because his shoes smell like death. It's just not good. So we're going to do all of this shopping together, and we're actually going to plan it out. Like, oh, on this date after we get home from vacation, we are going shopping for all of our fun school stuff. And I'll even take you for some frozen yogurt after, and he'll be down. Like, it'll be fine. This is a great way to sort of show the kids school is coming, but it's a good thing. It's positive. And then you can have conversations about school. Okay, number three, and this is kind of the hardest one for most of us. Number three is you need to gradually transition your schedule back to a school year schedule. And I know how this goes because I know how it goes in my house and for all of my friends. You know, bedtime gets a little later. We sleep in a little later in the morning. Even if we go to camp, we're not getting up at the same time we normally would get up for school. So things start to slide. My kid has been doing this thing all summer where instead of getting up and brushing his teeth, he just wanders out to the living room and starts babbling or looking for food. And I need to get him back into, you know, his normal schedule. Get up, get dressed, brush your teeth, then come out into the living room area. So you need to do this really slowly. I like to do it as I look at the calendar. I see I have 4 weeks. This is perfect, because I have about 1 hour that I need to get back. So every week, I'm going to move back this bedtime, 15 minutes. During the school year, my kid goes to bed between 8 and 8:30. We are now past 9 p.m., so this week, we are moving that bedtime back. Last night, we got to bed at about 10 of 9. So I'm going to keep moving it back a little bit each week. Some nights it'll go well, some nights it won't. I'm going to do it gradually, 15 minutes. Same thing in the morning. We've been sleeping a little bit later. I'm going to start to wake him up just a little bit, 10 or 15 minutes earlier every day. The other thing I've been doing, and this is kind of sneaky on my part, I paid like, gosh, I don't know, $60 maybe. And I got this educational gaming thing. It's called IXL. I think a lot of homeschoolers use it. Anyway, we do math and science primarily on there, sometimes a little language arts. Every day at 3:30, I pull out the laptop and I say, hey, buddy, why don't you do 15 or 20 minutes of IXL? Now, he doesn't realize this is the same time of day I'd be making him do homework, but it's sort of late afternoon, and I'm inserting it into the afternoon in a way that, you know, I just want him to get in this pattern of every afternoon, we're going to do a little school stuff. And he has not been fighting me too much on it. And so that has worked really well. The other thing I started doing, and this I actually started at the beginning of the summer, is I have been dividing up all summer our days by 1 hour blocks. And it's a little difficult for me. I'm not great at planning ahead. I really have trouble with time and clocks sometimes. But if I divide our day into 1 hour blocks, I'm sort of mimicking what it's like when you go to school. Because, you know, there's an hour or so in the morning before you go. You get on the bus. You ride the bus for 20 minutes. You get off the bus. There's 15, 20 minutes of just, you know, Pledge of Allegiance and morning announcements. And then maybe there's 45 minutes or an hour of language arts. And the day is sort of broken up. So I'm forcing these transitions several times a day into his schedule and into my schedule as well. And as I do this, it becomes easier for me. And it also becomes a little bit easier for him. I know it's not going to go perfectly. There is no way to make going back to school, I don't know what to say, rosy all the time, especially if you have a child who is one of those, you know, sort of, I don't love school kids. I'm very fortunate. My son loves school, but I get that not every child or adolescent or teenager is going to be excited to go back. If we can teach them that, you know, there's always something positive here, there's always something good, you get to see your friends. You know, if you're still young, you still have the recess. So I would say keep it positive. Whenever you talk about school, keep it positive. If your child has a lot of anxiety, maybe you can visit the school ahead of time, get to know the teacher ahead of time. A lot of schools will let you do that. Try to get excited when the teacher assignments come. I always do that in my house. Just make it a good thing. And also enjoy yourself. Once that first, you know, that first day comes and the bus picks up the child or children and you're on your own, whether you're driving to work or you're just going home to do because you work at home, whatever your thing is, just enjoy that first day. It's a transition for us too. And it's also, it sort of slaps you in the face sometimes that your kids are getting older. So anyway, let me reiterate here. Number one tip for back to school. Check that school website. Everything you need is there. Really. Even the stuff you don't want to do, but you have to. Yeah, it's all on the school website. Number two, make shopping for back to school a family event. Make it exciting, make it new, and just like run with it as much as possible. Number three, gradually start to shift your routine into more of a school year, day-to-day kind of routine. Do it gradually. And I mean, be sensitive. It is hard. It's hard for everyone. So next week, I'm kind of excited. I have a guest. Her name is Lynn Miner Rosen. She is going to talk all about ADHD and college success, choosing a major, that kind of thing. I would love to meet more moms with ADHD. I'm going to guesstimate about 75% of the people in my ADHD enclave are moms. So if you want to come in and have these conversations with us, the month of August? Oh yeah, the month of August we're calling Practical Magic. We're going to be talking all about things like meal planning and home organization and cleaning and time management and like practical things that aren't fun, but we're going to make it fun because that's what we do. While I'm on the topic of community, do not forget to sign up for the annual conference on ADHD. I will link to that. You know that if I'm going, it's got to be a good time because I don't like to be bored. So stick around. Good things are coming. Like I always say, we are stronger together.